just walking in the door.
Strolling in, yes.
Strolling in. Did you actually have to skip in with the snow this morning?
Well, I actually didn't sign in. That's how I knew, how close I know I was cutting it here.
Well, and you're just a tad early this morning.
But yes.
We'll make that all work. You know, we've talked a lot of things, and at this point, you've been doing Christmas helping people 30-plus years.
I have. And I get up every morning when I have time to spend a little time getting my day in order and thanking the good Lord for everything I have. That's right at the top of the list, that he has given me the skills that I have and that I have an opportunity to help people in the way I'm able to.
All right, this time of year, we are being challenged by the weather, by the slipping, by the falling. Some people playing golf a week ago, and today they're shoveling snow.
Or falling down on their cans. I have to stress and stress the slips and falls are what take a lot out of us hardy Midwesterners. You just have to watch out. If there's ice underneath the snow, we're kind of in that 31 degrees where 1 minute it's slushy and the next minute it's icy. You just got to be careful.
Now, the human body does some healing and some self-regulating. How does that fit into knowing your body's actually going to help you?
Well, I think the way of our medical thought has been beaten into us, it's pretty tough to watch TV without getting all caught up on the latest pharmacological agents that they all want to sell, you know? But
true.
We wind up getting this idea that our body's weak and it needs to be propped up with drugs and other things when the good Lord created us. He gave us a body that is self-regulating and self-healing. If you get a little hangnail and it starts to bleed, what happens to it eventually?
Eventually, it's either going to grow out or it's going to fall off.
And it's going to heal, right?
Well, could.
Eventually.
If it's mine, it'll fall off.
Oh, at any rate, we don't have to think about, if we cut our finger, we don't have to concentrate on the ends of the skin coming together and healing, do we?
Shouldn't have to.
No, that our body does that all by itself. An interesting thing, I came to mind, ladies out there that are lucky enough to be mothers. You were pregnant at one time, and you didn't have to think about growing a placenta to keep that baby healthy. Our bodies are equipped to do everything that they need to do to stay healthy and heal. The problem comes in when the master system, what is the master system of the body, Bill?
The nerve system.
There you go. When the nervous system isn't capable of regulating the body, disease processes can start to develop. And the medical concept is cover up the symptoms. And the chiropractic concept is find the cause. Find where that nervous system isn't doing its job. Quite often, the spine gets out of place and it affects the nervous system. And that's what chiropractors do. They adjust the spine and get the nervous system working better. And in so doing, our body becomes better at self-regulating and self-healing. It does its job the way God intended it to.
This time of year, the most people you're seeing are for?
It's interesting with the build-up to Thanksgiving and whatnot. Everyone got pretty busy. And in the last couple weeks, I've had a lot of people coming back in that had been in weeks or months earlier, maybe their attendance at the clinic tailed off when their symptoms improved a little bit. They didn't get the cause completely corrected, and the symptoms came back. A lot of people coming in the last few weeks that want to get the job finished. You're right, I need to get in here a couple times a week for the next few weeks. A lot of people coming in with unfinished business, I think. They're starting to think about their New Year's resolutions and how can you keep your New Year's resolution if the body's broke down?
Now, you have given us true confessions recently that even you have to be treated from time to time. What could a man that's been a chiropractor for 30-plus years need help with?
Well, I tell you, I started out pretty subluxated in life. And like a lot of the listeners, my parents didn't go to the chiropractor. They didn't send little Max to the chiropractor. But I was uncoordinated, and we figured that was just because I was growing too fast. But I think I was a big baby. I don't know if I got messed up in the birthing process or falling down the stairs, or maybe it was when my big sister crammed me into the baby carriage even when I didn't fit anymore. At any rate, the longer that you've been in trouble, the harder it is to get out, wouldn't you say?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, my body had been in trouble for quite some time. At chiropractic school, I was kind of the poster child that no one could fix. And I have spent much time developing my skills and abilities to take care of people in my shape or worse. And the neat thing is in the last year or so, I've been trying to teach as much as I can to Dr. Joshua Jordy, our new doctor at the clinic. And the poor guy, as much as I push him to learn this and that, he's got to practice on someone. I have been the willing participant, and I've been the benefactor of all his practice. So in the last year, my chronic atlas subluxation, that's an upper neck problem. It didn't give me a headache. But it was affecting the way my neck worked. That is working better. It's kind of like our health problems are like that advertisement with the dominoes that are falling.
Sure.
Once those dominoes fall, to get them to flip back the other way would be very difficult. You're pushing a lot of weight uphill. And that's where the ARP wave therapy comes into play. I believe that electrical intensity is a way of putting energy on the right side of the equation and getting some of these old things to correct, and in essence getting that whole stack of dominoes to flip back over the way that they were supposed to be to begin with.
All right, Dr. Max Reinecke, how do they find you?
335-0880. The telephone's always the best. If you don't remember the number, look us up on the internet, ReinekeChiropracticClinic.com. I find it very interesting. Week in, week out, people say, hey, I listen to you on the radio. I've noticed that being on your show, Bill, winds up getting more of my returning patients to come in.
Nice.
It's like it's harder for them to tolerate their discomfort with me in their ear.
Dr. Max, we appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Always a pleasure.